Well then, leave me out. Fine. Amen. Amen. Well, I've been, I don't know how many of you are use the Bible app. And they've been going through the Beatitudes, and they're good attitudes, you know. Blessed. Jesus said, taught how to be blessed. God blesses those that are poor and realize their need for Him. That's a wonderful day when we realize our need for Him. And the challenge to know God. Do we know God? You know, it's reasonable to take inventory. Do I always act like I know God? Am I always desperate for God? I think I can safely say that I always return to my desperation for God, but I'm not always thinking about how desperate I am for God. I'm not always gasping for a breath of God. So there's room for improvement. There's room to move on. But we were designed to need God. That we were made that way. We're like a diesel engine can only run on diesel. I have not ever put regular gasoline in a diesel, but I understand it's pretty bad. And I think you can get away with a little diesel in a gas engine. It'll just smoke, maybe. I don't know about a full tank of diesel in a gas engine. Usually when someone does that, they're having to drain the gasoline, you know, because it wasn't designed to run on that. They were designed to run on a rocket. A rocket cannot leave the atmosphere and go to the moon on diesel. It needs rocket fuel. You can run a chainsaw a little bit. I'm not sure how long, because I haven't ever tried that. I'm just plain gasoline. But most of them are a gas and oil mixture, and they won't run great. You got to have the right mixture. You know, it's one of those things. But they were designed in a particular way. And so we were designed to run on God. We never run smoothly until we are running on God. Nobody does. No matter how smoothly we might have thought we were running without God, we weren't running smoothly. And fortunately for us, once we do know God, our engines begin to knock and sputter quickly when we are not running on God. Now, we might, you know, like I had a U-joint go out once in a vehicle. And so I know how it sounds when a U-joint's going out. So when a vehicle runs down the highway yet to this day, and I hear a certain sound, I think they got a U-joint going out. Now, I could be wrong. I could miss it. There might be a lot of different sounds that, you know, sound that same way. But to me, that's a U-joint. I got wisdom about that, you know. I mean, I don't know. Do they even have U-joints anymore? They got something special or something. I haven't messed with them too much. But when one goes out, you know about it. I had a wheel that sounded like it was grinding, and I thought that didn't sound right, but then it would quit doing that, and then one day it was grinding, it was really pretty bad, and then it let up, but I decided it was time to get it checked, and when I got it checked, I found out that only by the grace of God did we drive home from Rapid City with that, because it was about to fall off. And so that sound alerts me. And then a little further down the line, I started hearing that sound again. I think it's the same wheel. This is bad. And I took it out and I said, that thing sounds like it's falling off again. But this time it was just the rubber wheel cover inside that was not fitting just right because a zip tie had come loose when they put on a big bumper guard that I like so much. And so the tire was rubbing on that, so they found very similar. But the thing is that we don't sound the same when we're not running on Jesus. We make funny sounds. And they might be sounds that we try to ignore, but people around us might notice them. That's a funny sound coming out of you. That's something different. We run best what we were meant to run on God. We were meant to have this wonderful relationship that we have. And the good news is that God always continues to run the way God does for us, always reaching out to us. Talked about, you know, Ezekiel. Ezekiel can be a sad book. Hello. It can be, you know, it just can be discouraging. But they can be that way, and then if we will pay attention to our microphone. Come on. Straighten up here. We're going to change. Hang on to your ears. How about now? No, now. Well, there. Okay. I got other microphones. Maybe I have to switch. But as we read it, we see that God is always wanting them back. You know, he doesn't, even when he says, I'll just forget you, he says, but I can't forget you. You know? And you go out of Ezekiel into Hosea, and Hosea marries a prostitute and has children. She runs off, and, you know, he says, well, that's how Israel is. They desert me. They go away from me. I remain faithful. God remains faithful. Take comfort in the fact that God always remains faithful. Always. At all times. In all things. He remains faithful. Philippians 2 says, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So he's working in us, giving us the desire and the power. The desire and the power. He's giving us the desire to re-desire. Lower that. Okay. That's a big amen. The big amen. He's giving us the desire. I like that. When God says amen, take note. He gives us a desire, so we desire. I want to do what's right. I really do. Sometimes I just can't. But you have the power. But it takes power and desire to choose. God said that
I set before you the way of life and death. Choose life. I can do it. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. But God, you know, okay, we talked last week about all glory to God. All glory to God. All week I've been all glory to God. And just stopping there. All glory to God. When, I'm sure Vicki shared with you, when she couldn't stand any longer and lost the use of her legs. You didn't? Okay. All, you didn't. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, all glory to God. You know, God's good. You know, God's good, and I think that we both agreed that yes, if I could push her around in the wheelchair, but it's not what we prefer, and that won't be the case. All glory to God. Who, by his mighty power working in you, is able to do abundantly above and beyond what you can hope or think. So this week, Paul says in Philippians, God's working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. To do what pleases him. That's in our hearts. To do what pleases God. And the thief comes to say, well, you can't always be pleasing God. Why can't we always be pleasing God? We want always to. I always want to please Vicki. We don't always understand everything that's going on. Yesterday morning, I got up and I went downstairs to turn on the water maker and the main valve blew out and I was taking a shower and had to shut the whole house off because that's right in the main line. I'm not sure I like that idea anymore. We might have to do something different. But I mean, sitting in a 1-inch pipe and they're just blowing water. And so I'm working on that and Vicki gets up and I said, honey, we have a problem. We have no water. Well, did you call Chad? No, I didn't call Chad. It isn't about Chad. She thought the whole city was out of water. So it was really the wrong thing to do to even tell her about it because it was right after she got up. She could not hear me clearly. She didn't have her hearing aids in. And so we had a miscommunication there. But I did get it explained to her that it was in our house. And I explained it to Michael that we had no water. So we had one flush and then no water. So I said, Michael, go over to the church if you have to go, maybe if you need to. 2 minutes later, he was using up his one flush. I said, we were supposed to go to the church. I know. I did. No, it wasn't. But, you know, it's like, okay, well, we'll get it fixed. We'll get it figured out. I don't know how we'll get it figured out, but we got to get it figured out. We got it figured out. We got water, and that's all great. Everything doesn't go great, but we don't have to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, as they say. You know? And God has given us the desire to get it right. And so when we have the opportunity to get it wrong, we have the power to get it right. We have the power. We have the right power. You know, I remember when E85 first came out. We didn't even have E85 on this side of anything, but when I go through Minnesota, there'd be E85, and it was so much cheaper. And I was always tempted, can you use this in a car? Well, you can, but it's not good for it. But if you don't mix it too rich, you can use a little bit of E85, you know, make you feel better, save a buck a gallon or something. And I was always tempted to use that cheaper gas. But I resisted the temptation. But I think that somebody didn't resist that temptation in one of our vehicles, and they put E85 in it, and the vehicle never ran right again. I now have a vehicle that will run on E85. But you might as well put in premium, because the gas mileage is so much lower that it doesn't work. So it just doesn't work right. We can try to run on other things than what we're designed for, but it's not going to get us the mileage that we want. It's just not going to. And so we understand what we were designed for. We were designed to work. And work on God only. I am going to switch because I don't like that. So we were designed only to run on God. This is how he made us. This is what's best for us. We know what's best for us. We tell our children what's best for them. We tell someone, Bob and LaVon, you used to talk to that young guy learning mechanics what was best, how it would work, and you're still praying for him. You know? But we do our best. Bob does his best to kindly tell me to leave mechanics to him. And that's okay. I can accept that. I don't mind that at all. I think that's just fine and dandy that he does that, because we're probably way best off that way. But God's working in us. He's working in us. He's given us the desire. We're born with a desire for God. We're born with that desire. But we have to choose to accept that desire. And then in everything that we do, God puts in our heart what's right, and he gives us the power to choose it. And if we refuse it, we get to come by that post again so that we can choose it again, so that we can do what pleases him. I want to please God. Don't you want to please God? Yeah. Don't you want to please God? I mean, even if sometimes pleasing him might not be at the top of your flagpole, it might run opposed to what you prefer. But don't you really just want to please him? Don't let yourself come to a place where you're saying, well, he understands. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, God knows my heart? Whenever I hear that, I think, yes, he does. Do you know your heart? Do you notice if you need to see the great physician about your heart? My heart, is it functioning or malfunctioning? Blessed are those who are pure in heart. A pure heart desires God above all things. There's no competition between what God wants and what we want.
And so if we get into a competition in that case, then we need to yield. We need to yield to what God wants. We need to recognize, this isn't what God wants. God doesn't want us battling one another. God doesn't want us judging one another. God wants us to just look in the mirror and not be like the person who looks in the mirror and walks away and forgets what they saw, but to look into the mirror. See if we see Jesus. See if we listen and see if we hear Jesus. He's given us the power to get there. So we don't have to walk around discouraged or falling apart when we're not there, but we need to pick up and get there. We need to restore. We need to be restored. We need to be renewed. So that's why we want to start our day committing it to Him. That's why what we want. I wrote to myself this week. I said I always love to get to my chair. And I'm kind of talking to God while I'm getting there, and I'm wondering, okay, so, man, I've got to decide, is it okay for me to get the pets taken care of before I get to the chair? Well, the pets think that they need to go outside. The pets need, they think they need to be taken care of. So am I neglecting God by doing those things first? I have no idea. We have atmospheric situations going on here. But hey, it's okay. Isn't it? We can still hear. We can still go, what was wrong with the pastor's mic? He doesn't have a clue. If I knew, I would tell you. It's like Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I knew, I'd tell you. But as it is, I say, just jump with me. Don't be distracted. I'll try not to be either. Everything doesn't always work the way we want it to. It just doesn't. But we can work it. We can be okay with it. We can be at peace with it. We can have joy in the midst of it. We should have joy. We should have joy. Our joy should shine. So the people wonder, what are you so happy about? Had a great moment at the Steps for Hope. Someone said, so what do you know, Roger? Hallelujah. God's good. Okay. No, seriously. He's just so good. Yeah, okay. Okay. You want to know more? I'm pretty busy. Okay, fine. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And He's working in us, giving us a desire and power, so that we will have many opportunities to defend the hope that is within us. God's working. God is working. I don't know if you remember Peter Carruthers, who was here years ago. Was living down south. I met him at Hughes County. And then his family has begun, they just started supporting the church. And anyway, I wrote, I keep in touch with him, and I just had an urge yesterday to send a prayer. And I got an email that says, you have no idea how perfect the timing was. I'm just sitting here weeping for joy as God used you to remind us that He hears us and that He cares for us. You know?
two things happen there. One is that I just wrote to him, not really planning on being a help. But the other thing is the reception, receiving from God, and weeping for joy over something so simple. You know? We need to put ourselves in a place to receive from God. To always be receiving from God. That's what we really need. We just need to hear from God. We need the comfort of the Lord. We need the direction of the Lord. Because we were meant to run that way. We were meant to function under the guidance and the power of God so that everything runs. Everything, we're open to that magnetic force of God drawing us to Him. He's always draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. Draw me. I need that, Lord. I need to get up in the morning wanting to be drawn to God. It's not just God's there if I need Him. It's, I need Him. I need Him. Blessed are you when you are aware that you need God. Blessed are you. When you're aware that you need God. When everything's not right and you, oh, wait a minute, this is a God day. This is a God moment. This is what I need. This is what I need. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. There's no greater prayer than I need you, Lord. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. God blesses those that are poor and realize their need for God. More and more and more, we need God. And we need to be glad that we need God. We need to advertise that we need God. We need to proclaim, everybody needs the Lord. Everybody needs the Lord. Everybody needs the Lord. Everybody does. Everybody does. Even if they don't know it, they need to know it, and you know what they need to know. What if everybody in the world needed God? I mean, knew they needed God. How would it change things? How would it change things? This is what you were made for. Everything else is added unto us, but what we were made for is to make Him known and to reveal the life that we have because we know Him. The life that we have. And nothing could be better than worshiping God. Because He's almighty. He's above all things. And He is our everything. This is what you were made for. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are working in us. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the desire for you, that you don't hide from us, that you're always presenting yourself. And you don't put us out there and say, well, now do it on your own. No, no, no. You give us the power to do it. So we thank you and give you glory and give you honor and give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Amen.